There you are. Thursday, April the 11th. It's a soggy one. We'll get to that and these stories as well. A collision on Highway 6 that has the Caledonia Bypass closed this morning. Simone Gavros is on the scene. We'll have an update for us.
Police in Hamilton investigating after human remains were found in Hamilton Harbor.
And the story of the Beach Boys is coming to Disney Plus. The cool thing about getting up at the crack of silliness is you get to see the start of the rain. As I was driving to work, it wasn't raining, and then there was just a little pitter-patter on the windshield, and then it started coming.
It was already started because my drive is
shorter than yours. It's going to be going throughout the day. Good morning, Brian Wood.
It certainly is, yes, and we have a special weather statement, in effect, talking about the amount of precipitation, not just for today, but tonight, tomorrow as well. Okay. We could get a fair bit. We could get 20 to 45 millimeters of rain. Yes, it's been pouring rain since I came in this morning, and it's going to continue to rain and maybe some thunderstorms. And with thunderstorms, you can always get some pretty heavy downpours. So you got to be careful during thunderstorms. But a temperature today, a touch cooler than we've had for the past number of days. Yesterday, 18. Today, we should hit about 14 degrees, and the temperature is actually going to drop during the day tomorrow. So we'll fill you in on the details, but as you can see, it's pouring rain at the moment, and it will continue to be pretty wet for the next couple of days. So looking at traffic this morning, we have no collisions that I can show you, at least as far as our cameras are concerned. 403 and Waterdown Road, of course, that's our camera right there. Centennial Parkway is doing absolutely no problems as you come through the Niagara area, St. Catharines, through Grimsby, through Stony Creek. That's a look at the Centennial Parkway camera. As you can see, top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge at the moment. You can see the spray coming off the tires. So, as you can see, it's going to be a fairly sloppy drive-in this morning, and as well at Appleby Line. Now, we do have a problem in Caledonia this morning, as we mentioned right off the top. That's the bypass is closed on Highway 6 because of a serious collision there. But you're going to have to factor in the rain this morning. The rain continues to come down and will continue to come down. And as I said, it could be heavy at times. So not only do you have to be careful of pooling and ponding, splashing pedestrians, but you've also got to be careful of potholes, because they're hidden by puddles. You just never know. Is that a puddle or a pothole? So be really careful on the roads this morning. And we'll give you details, weather and traffic coming up in a few minutes. Right now, the news.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Let's get to that top story. And it has to do with that situation in Caledonia, because OPP have closed a large stretch of Highway 6 in Caledonia because of that early morning collision. Let's bring in Simone Gavros, who joins us live from the highway, from Highway 6 and 5th Line, for more on this in the heavy rain. What can you tell us, Simone?
Hi, Tim. Well, I'm here at 5th Line and Highway 6 in Caledonia, and I'm just going to step out of the way so you can see that the road is closed here right now, and cars are having to bypass around here because of that early morning collision. Now, right now, the details of what happened this morning are still scarce. We're still reaching out to police for more information on exactly what happened here, but this is a look at the map of what the road closure is going to look like for you this morning. Police have closed Highway 6 in both directions between 5th Line and Greens Road. Police posted on X about the road closure this morning just after 4 a.m. And earlier this morning on our traffic cameras, you could see a very large emergency vehicle presence responding to the collision here. Now, since the bypass is going to be closed today, there will likely be a heavy volume of traffic right through the town, right down Argyle Street, as people start their morning today. Now, we have reached out to police this morning for more updates on exactly what happened here this morning. But as of right now, they say that when the street reopens is still unknown. But for now, Annette, I'll send things back to you.
Thanks very much, Simone. Niagara Regional Police have recovered a vehicle they'd been looking for after a deadly hit and run. It's a black 2007 Cadillac Escalade. On Monday, a man's body was found in Chippewa on Sodom Road and Weaver Road. They're asking anyone for more information or surveillance video from that area between midnight and 7 on Monday morning to contact them.
Police say they are investigating after human remains were found in an industrial area in Hamilton Harbor. Hamilton police, just after 2:30 yesterday, or 2:30 on Tuesday, I should say, they received reports of a possible human remains between Pier 16 and 17. It was later confirmed by the office of the chief coroner that the remains were human. Now, police say the investigation is ongoing and that an update will be provided once available.
Witnesses are expected to take the stand today in the trial for a couple accused of murder and attempted murder in Stony Creek. Yun Lucy Liu Lee and Oliver Carafa have pled not guilty in the shooting death of 39-year-old Tyler Pratt. His partner, 26-year-old Jordan Romano, who was pregnant at the time, was wounded. This all happened in February of 2021 outside a warehouse on Arvin Avenue in Stony Creek. Court had heard that Lee and Carafa invited the couple to see a property for sale that they were thinking of buying together as a business venture. That's where the Crown alleges Carafa shot the pair. The Crown says Pratt had been expecting a payment from Carafa the following day, profits from a previous business investment.
The Ontario government is signaling it will support a bill tabled by the opposition NDP to declare intimate partner violence an epidemic. So the leader of the official opposition, Merritt Stiles, was surprised that the PC government was on board. Last June, the province rejected a recommendation to formally declare intimate partner violence as an epidemic. Now, that recommendation came from a coroner's inquest into the deaths of three women who died at the hands of their former partners. Now, at the time, the province said it was not an infectious or communicable disease. The bill recently tabled by the New Democrats, well, it could have been defeated by the PCs during a second reading, but during question period yesterday, Paul Calandra said the Conservatives will support it.
It's a simple yet very important and impactful step that this government has so far resisted. So my question is, will the Premier right this wrong and support the NDP's bill to declare intimate partner violence an epidemic in Ontario?
Indeed, the government and this caucus will be supporting the private member's bill that comes before the House later today. In fact, we'll be going a step further, Mr. Speaker. The Premier has asked that we seek the advice of the Standing Committee on Justice to do an in-depth study on all of the aspects with respect to intimate partner violence.
Stiles thanked the government for declaring intimate partner violence an epidemic. That was the number one recommendation, along with 85 others from the inquest into the deaths of those three women in Renfrew County.
Halton Public Health is warning of potential measles exposures in Milton. It comes after a travel-related case of the highly contagious virus. So there may have been exposure at the Milton Trails Medical Clinic on Derry Road last week. Anyone who was there Tuesday, April 2nd, or Friday, April 5th could be at risk. There was also possible exposure in the emergency department at Milton District Hospital on Thursday, April the 4th. It takes 21 days for symptoms to show. To reduce the risk of further exposure, if you think you have measles or have been exposed to it, you're asked to call before coming into a walk-in clinic or hospital. An encampment in front of Hamilton City Hall is gone. There had been about 85 people living in 40 tents in the City Hall foreground. The encampment started several weeks ago as a protest called Hamil Tent. After a council vote to keep two Stony Creek parking lots from being turned into affordable housing. In March, bylaw officers handed out notices asking people to voluntarily leave. Then they followed up with trespass notices. Last week, the protest organizer was arrested, accused of assaulting one of the officers handing out those notices.
All right, let's get into Sportsline. And Blue Jays wrapping up their first series at the Dome yesterday and the first work-from-dome afternoon affair, hoping to sweep away Seattle.
And this one in the air to left field, and it is way out of here.
Vladdy Jr. doing his best, crushing a home run in the seventh, 459 feet into the second deck. To tie things up at one, his third of the season, it forced extras where the Mariners, they ruined the party as the Jays killer, Carl Raleigh, kicked off a five-run 10th inning with that two-run homer, his 10th home run against the Jays. Seattle avoid the sweep, winning 6-1. Toronto has the day off today before hosting a weekend series with Colorado. There is some good news for the Jays, though, as they could start to get back to full strength, including their starting catcher, Danny Jansen. He's close to making his debut with the big club after breaking his hand in spring training. Last night in Buffalo, Jansen, in a rehab assignment, hit a grand slam, all part of a 9-run fourth inning to power the Bisons over Rochester. Jordan Romano, Eric Swanson, and Alec Manoah will be making appearances with the Bisons in the next few days as well.
Quickly.
Emmanuel quickly doing his best to bring any joy for Raptors fans as they wind down their season, dropping 32 points in that three to put them ahead with under a minute to go in Brooklyn. But former Raptor Dennis Schroeder will put the Nets ahead. And then Garrett Temple is blocked trying to tie the game with that bucket right there. Raps lose another one, 106-102. Two games left in their awful season, both in Miami on Friday and Sunday. Unlike the Raps, OKC and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander have plenty to play for as they push towards the playoffs. Back on the floor for a second straight night, hosting the Spurs. Shai coming off 40 points on Tuesday. He would drop 26 as the Thunder rolled over San Antonio by 38. 127-89. They moved to within a half game of second spot in the West. The biggest golf tourney of the year gets underway this morning from Augusta National. It's the Masters. And the lead up to that was the annual par three contest, which is a fun event where young and old get involved along with the pros. Ricky Fowler, he won the par three for the first time, but nobody has ever won the Masters after winning the par three. There were five hole-in-ones in the event, including this one from Sepp Straka. Four Canadians in the field this weekend, including 2003 winner Mike Weir, Listowel's Corey Connors, Canadian Open champ Nick Taylor, and Adam Hadwin. A lot of fun. Here's Bubba Watson's daughter. Look at her. Look at her roll this one in. Ow! What a putt! Beautiful. Good work. And then there's Brooks Koepka and his newborn rolling that one in. Oh, par three is a lot of fun. Things go well for real, but heavy rain is expected today, so we'll see if they're able to get everything in. Want to finish with the save of the year on the ice. We have to go to the Swedish Hockey League for it, though, and to a goalie who was out of position, but then totally redeemed himself with a diving stop. We'll show this to you again. Throwing his stick into the air. Watch this. Somehow getting his stick on it.
And how quickly he gets back up again.
Yeah. We'll show this to you again. Watch this. Editor Steve, who's a goalie himself, is pretty impressed by this. He says he's done this many times.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got a closer angle for that there. Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. That's Gustav Lindvall in the Swedish Elite League.
Good for you, Gustav.
Gustav.
Nobody can believe it. They're all going, what? Okay. 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, it is a wet start to this Thursday morning, the 11th of April. Well, you think of April showers, and that's what we're getting. You can see 403 Waterdown Road, fairly slow Toronto-bound already because of the rain, and it's heavy at times already here this morning. To our MTO traffic cameras into St. Catharines, QEW east of Lake, there's no volume. It's just the wet roads, as you can see. Centennial Parkway still looks good. Here's the 403 junction. So Toronto-bound coming away from Hamilton towards us, toward Brant Street, all doing fine. Ford plant, nothing to see. And the same with Cawthra. So, oh, yes, and don't forget, Caledonia, the bypass, completely closed between Greens and 5th, and that's for a serious collision. We'll have details on that coming up on the half hour with Simone. All right, let's look at the temperature that we have at the moment. Sitting at 8 degrees right now, so that's way above seasonal. Seasonal's plus 1 for an overnight low. Winds are northeast. The relative humidity is 100%, and the rain is coming down. And we have a special weather statement about the rain and the wind for all of these areas, including Hamilton, not for Niagara, for Niagara Falls or St. Catharines, and not for Halton Peel, Toronto. But 25 to 45 millimeters, and winds could be really strong to 80 in some areas. But for school today, a 14-degree high, 10 to 20 millimeters today alone with that rain thunderstorm scenario. So what we've had over the past 6 hours is the rain, which is the green that has moved into the area, and it's going to stick around for today, tonight, even into tomorrow, as that low-pressure system drags a lot of moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico. And then the cold front goes through, and that's going to start to drop the temperatures even during the day tomorrow. But today, temperatures anywhere from 13 to 14 to 15 and 18 degrees. around the horseshoe, but there's that 10 to 20 millimeters today. Tonight, we could get 15 to 25 millimeters. Temperature staying mild, anywhere from 8 to 10 degrees tonight, but clouds, rain, and thunderstorms continuing. Tomorrow, it showers, but temperatures will drop to these values by later in the day. So the cooler air is going to be pulling in, and we'll get that rain or showers continuing during the day. So out the door, 11th of April, it's on the mild side. Temperature right now is 8, but it's raining outside right now. Pretty wet. We'll talk about the long-range forecast coming up. Annette, Tim.
Okay. Good morning to Emily Lukovich. Nice to have you back after your remote.
Mm-hmm. So were you on assignment?
Okay. You don't think I didn't see this? Oh, Emily, yeah, she's on assignment. Yes,
you were. I knew you were on assignment.
I didn't blame her. I just thought she didn't want to come in.
Yesterday. Eyes on you.
That's what you always say to TV when you don't want to come in. You're like, oh, yeah, they're on assignment.
Mm-hmm. It was great. I was up in Muskoka, and I'm going to give you all the details coming up.
Cool, okay.
One of the dream homes for the Princess Margaret Lottery. Deadline tonight at midnight, by the way. Get your tickets now.
All right.
Coming up in Chit Chat, just in time for summer, the Beach Boys coming out with a brand new documentary.
I learned so much from the trailer yesterday that I didn't even
know, let alone
the documentary coming up. So
And we've got Aerosmith. Steven Tyler is feeling better after his vocal cord injury, and he is going to be back on tour.
Okay. We'll see you at the couch. Look forward to our chit chats today.
I'll be there.
Okay. After the break, we're getting into business news. And efforts to unionize Amazon workers paying off in BC, where Unifor says they filed an application to unionize for two Metro Vancouver fulfillment centers. We'll see you in two. Hey, 6:18 on your Thursday. Here's a look at some numbers for you. Canadian dollar is down 4 basis points this morning, sitting at 73.06 cents U.S. Gold down 90 cents, 23.47.50 an ounce. Crude oil up 17 cents, 86.38 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe. Markets are down in London and Frankfurt, but up a titch in Paris.
In Asia, the markets were down today in Tokyo and Hong Kong, up a little bit in Shanghai. Checking North American markets, the TSX lost 163 points, the Dow dropped more than 400, and the NASDAQ was down 136.
Well, good morning. Glad you're here. All eyes were on the Bank of Canada yesterday, and they say it will be keeping its key interest rate at 5%, suggesting that while the progress made so far on the inflation front is encouraging, a cautious approach to monetary policy decisions is the way to go. Now, Governor Tiff Macklem says that its high interest rate policy has brought down inflation to 2.8% in February, but their inflation goal, that's 2%. And they're not cutting interest rates until there's evidence that that is happening. However, the central bank is keeping the door open to an interest rate cut in June, leaving room to retreat back again if inflation shoots up.
An application has been made to unionize workers at two Amazon fulfillment centers in Vancouver. Unifor has filed applications with the BC Labor Relations Board. The union's national president says Amazon workers put themselves at risk during the pandemic and says joining a union would help them push Amazon to improve working conditions. Unifor first announced a union drive there last July, says employees started signing their cards in October. If those cards show that Unifor has at least 55% of employees on board, BC will certify the union and they'll start working on a collective agreement. If they don't get the 55% support, Unifor will have to put the certification to a vote.
So BC's government says forestry companies are going to have an easier time salvaging timber damaged by wildfires thanks to changes to harvesting fees on Crown land. Now, Sustainable Forestry Innovation Minister, his name is Andrew Mercier, says the changes to the prices will make more salvage more economic and will speed up forest regeneration efforts. BC has issued salvage cutting permits for almost 1.4 million cubic meters of wildfire-damaged wood. That's the equivalent of 28,000 logging truckloads. BC has also recently allowed building up to 18 stories with timber, similar to the proposed legislation that we were talking about earlier this week in Ontario.
We are taking a break right now. Brian is back with the traffic and your very soggy forecast coming up.
Yeah, grab the slicker.
Good Good morning, 6:24 on this wet April the 11th morning, Thursday. Here's the QEW in 7th. There's no volume through St. Catharines at all. The Niagara region is moving fine, but look at the rain pouring down. Oh, that camera went bye-bye. Here's the QEW at Appleby Line. That is moving nicely, so nothing to see there except for the rain at Erin Mills Parkway. And that camera went goodbye. Okay, we're having fun with cameras here this morning. And I also want to mention the big problem in Caledonia this morning. Simone Gavros is there. She'll have details 6:30 coming up. We've got a complete closure of the Highway 6 bypass between 5th Line and Greens Road, so we'll have details on that coming up. To our temperatures that we have at the moment, Grimsby sitting at 6 degrees, but 8 for Hamilton, Toronto, 9 into Mississauga. So our seasonal temperatures now 11 for the daytime high, plus 1 for the overnight low. Sometimes sun comes up 6:43 this morning. Not that we're going to see any of it. And those are our records for today. It's going to be a cloudy, wet day today. So for school, 9 degrees by the first bell and rain and possible thunderstorms, and 12 for after school. The temperature will continue to get milder after that. We should go to 14, but 10 to 20 millimeters possible today and all that precipitation. Tonight down to 10, so a mild night, but wet. We could get 15 to 25 millimeters tonight. Tomorrow, the temperature will sink to 7 degrees by later on, but showers. Sunshine comes back Saturday, 10, 17 chance of showers on Sunday, and then we're back to sunshine. Pretty nice day on Monday, sunny and 15. And that's a look at your forecast. And that, Tim.
You know what? The flowers are going to be loving all that rain, I bet, too, with the sunshine yesterday. And speaking of flowers, flower lovers are flocking to a home in Michigan for a sight, Annette, but also a scent to behold.
Hold your nose.
Death.
A compost pile.
Throwing some dirty gym sock.
And there's a dead deer. It's like that times 10.
You know what a dead deer smells like, right? So that man, Kevin Hauser, is the proud owner of a corpse flower. It's blooming now. It's believed to be the first ever corpse flower to bloom in a private residence. It was a stream of people who came to watch the site and the stench. So it's a 24-hour bloom. That's it. And they weren't the only ones there. The man's house has apparently been filled with flies and turkey vultures.
Also she's getting really in there. Oh, man.
Yeah, they've been circling. Hauser says...
Why?
He raised the flower from a corm, which is kind of like a tuber. And it took 7 years for it to bloom. So RBG has one of these. I think McMaster University, in their greenhouse, they have one.
I'm reading that the RBG actually has three, but they call them something different. They call them voodoo lilies. And I did look up on the Googler. It is the same thing.
It is the same thing.
A corpse flower and a voodoo lily
so
is the same
blooms,
thing.
So when it blooms, I guess, it's called a corpse flower.
Yeah. Now, if you have a dinner party this weekend, actually Google the actual name of what a corpse flower is. And then
it's kind of dirty.
And then share it with your friends and then have a little giggle.
Right. We're going to do that right now. We'll be back.